Okay, today is Samach Hei, and we're actually on Samach Hei. We're about seven lines down on Samach Hei. The last word on the line is Amar Abaya. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, L'ilu Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, Haiman Damasik Zuze de Rabisa. Somebody owes a zuz in ribis. You owe a zuz. And the bechaver, to your friend. V'ka'azli chiti arba griye bezuze, b'shuka. Right now, you can buy 4 bushels of wheat for a zuz. I owe you a zuz in ribis. And it happens to be that for a zuz, I can buy 4 bushels of wheat. But v'yavle ihu chamisha. But I give you 5 bushels of wheat. I have to pay you ribis, right? I owe you the ribis. So I pay you 5 bushels of wheat. I only owe you a zuz. And a zuz only costs 4 bushels. But I pay you an extra bushel. So now, we're going to see at Amud Beis that we hold that when it comes to real bona fide Doraisa ribis, you have to give it back. We had a machalokas about that? Remember? Right, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Eliezer, do you have to pay the ribis back if it's Doraisa? If it's a Rabbanan, you sure don't. If it's Doraisa with a machalokas, we hold you do. So now, ki mafkinan mine, when we make you pay it back, arba mafkinan mine. Abba mafkinan mine. We make you only pay back 4. The guy gave you 5. Yeah, but that wasn't ribis. Why'd he do that? I don't know. He had to give you 4. He had to give you a zuz. The market price was 4 bushels of wheat. The guy gave you an extra bushel? You don't have to give that back. It's not ribis. The fifth one, Ozulehu de Kamazel Gabe. He just gave it to you. I don't know why he did that. Maybe he happened to have gotten a cheap price for the wheat. Maybe it was junk wheat. Maybe it was cheap wheat. And maybe it was... who knows why? That's not the ribis. Rava Omar. Rava says no. Chamisha mafkira mine. No, you have to give back 5. Why? Because may karba tarot to biza asil yadeh. The whole thing was ribis. It's amazing how you can have the exact same event and they can look at it two opposite ways. We always like Rava. Right? Rava says, no, what do you mean? It's ribis. The fact that you got a cheap, who knows what? I don't know what. Who knows? Doesn't make a difference. Bimar Abaya, a similar halacha. Haiman demasik arbe zuzi derbisa bechavre. Let's say I owe you 4 zuz of ribis. I owe you 4 zuz. The yavle glima begabai. And instead of giving you 4 zuz, I give you my shirt. It's worth 4 zuz. I don't have cash. I give you my shirt. So mafkinan mine, and when I have to give it back, arba'a mafkinan mine, we make him give back 4, glimala mafkinan mine, you have to give back the shirt? I like the shirt very much. I would really prefer the shirt over cash. It's a very good, special shirt. So when I give you back, I have to give back mamash the shirt? No. I can give you back the 4 zuz. That's what it cost. Rava, no. Glima mafkinan mine. You have to give back the shirt. My time of why? The kihechi de lo ligmru, lemru, people shouldn't say, look at that guy, the guy comes to the shirt with a talus. Glima de mechasek because glima de rabisahu. He's wearing a ribbis talus. It's pretty embarrassing. You walk around the street, look at that shirt he got from ribbis. So Rava says, give back the shirt. Why is wheat different? Because nobody would ever say that by food. Oh, look at the bread he's eating, it comes from, nobody knows that. When it comes to specific items, that's how the Rishonim explain the difference. When it comes to specific items, a shirt, a talis, a car, right? You're driving around, that's a busha. It's a chil Hashem. The Rishonim call it a chil Hashem. You're driving around in a car, you walk into shul with a talis that you got from ribbis proceeds, that's a bazillion. You're eating an apple, the guy gave you an extra apple? No one knows that. Therefore, you have to give it back. Do you have to give back mamish the wheat? No, you can give back the cash. When it comes to items that people are going to look at you and say, look at this guy, what a bazillion, then you have to give back the actual item. Make sense? Okay. Amar Rava, another one. Haiman demasik tracer zuzi derbisa bechavre. Listen to this. It's not going to be easy to understand. Somebody owes, Haiman demasik tracer zuzi derbisa bechavre. I owe $12 in ribis. I owe you $12 in ribis. Okay? Who owes the $12? The borrower. Right? Right? v'agarle chatzar dimitagra ba'asara. And the malve, the lender, is supposed to get $12 in ribbis, right? However, the agarle chatzar dimitagra ba'asara, the love has a hotel. The love has a hotel. And normally, it's $10 a night to stay in the hotel. So the love says, listen, I'll let you come into the hotel, but I'll charge you $12 a night. That'll be the ribbis that I owe you. Understand? Maybe I'm off on $2. I have a free night in the hotel. Right? That'll be the ribbis. What about the extra $2 that he owes him? So the guy, listen, the lover says, be mochel, come to the hotel, spend the night, and the extra $2, I'm charging you $12 for the night. Normally it costs 10, but you, I'm charging 12. What's the halacha? No problem. So you can do that. Right? You can do that. However, the ogre nahale betraysar, I'm charging you 12. Kimafkinan mine, when we make him pay it back, you have to pay back the rivers, right? How much do we make him pay back? We make him pay back 12. You hear this? Why? Why do we make him pay back 12? Because...
So you're talking about two forbidden transactions here.
No, there's rivers.
That was the...
Oh, that's going to be the answer. So the Baal was going to... I never would have agreed to that. So what do you mean? You agreed.
You did it.
You're not allowed to do it. You did it. So we agreed, I owe you $12 in ribbis. Now, I don't have the ribbis to pay you. Right? But I have a hotel. So you come, Marcel, you come to my hotel for the night.
Right,
it costs $10 a night, but I'm going to charge you $12. You say, all right, fine. So I lose the $2. Now, the halacha is that when you caught with ribbis, you have to pay it back. So you have to pay me back. You got ribbis. You got a free night in a hotel. You have to pay me back. How much do you pay back? Pay back 12. 12. I only charge 10 per night. Right? But that was the ribbis agreement was $12. Right? You understand? So wait a minute. Amalei Ravachim Yedifti Lorvina. Vilei Malei. What do you mean? The Malv is going to say, Ki Agra Hachi Havi Kamish Darshali. I thought I was gaining by this deal. The only reason I agreed to go to the hotel was because I was gaining. Hashta, Dolamishtarshili, now that I'm not gaining, but how much am I not gaining? I gotta pay that 12? Ka'agwa kuliyamahabe. The agrana. They treat me like everybody else. Make me pay back the 10. And the other two, I should pay 2 out of my pocket? Right? So the says, no. Mishum da amale, tzavarta, v'kabalta. You thought this over, and you agreed to it. You agreed. Therefore, you stuck with the extra two to pay back. You hear this? We wouldn't have thought that on our own. We would never have said this halacha on our own. But it's not such common sense halacha. What do you mean? I have to pay back 12. Right, that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. The rivers was 12. The fact that you got a discount, we're very sorry. Right? You agreed to that discount. Right? Okay. The Taz has a whole question. Would the halacha be different if it was an item? In other words, rent is not tangible. Coming to spend the night in a hotel is not a tangible item. So then we could say, you give. What if it's a watch, and it really costs $1,000, but I'll charge it $1,300. Like, what about if it's a real item? What would be the halacha then? Now, do we say this rule only because it's an intangible item? So we can make up any price we want. Or no, even by real items, we would say this did. So Taz has a question about that. I'm sorry, say again?
Ribbis is forbidden.
Right.
So if you charge ribbis, it doesn't matter if I agree to pay the ribbis, the bezin can go say give him back.
Right.
So this whole transaction here would be undoing both ways. Because instead of the guy who rented the hotel for 10, for 12,
right,
has to give back 2. But the other guy who charged the 12 to begin with has to give him all the 12 back because it's ribbis.
No, that's not ribbis.
What do you mean?
The owner of the hotel is not being over, he's not charging ribbis. He's paying his ribbis.
He's paying, no, so the other.
So the halacha is when you pay ribbis, you get it back. What?
He has to pay 12 back.
He has to pay 12 back.
Right.
Right? Why? That was the ribbis. The I owed you 12. I owed you 12. Here's the case, Mark. I owe him $12 in ribbis. I owe him $12 in ribbis. I don't have $12. So I have a hotel.
You have services.
I have
services. The same thing.
But I charge $10 for the service, but I'm charging him $12. He agrees to that. So he got $12 worth of services. Really, I charge everyone else $10. Now we come to Bezdin. He has to give me back $12. The Gemara says to myself, "What are you talking about? Why should I give him $12? I didn't. Everyone else gets $10. I'm losing an extra $2. The answer is no. He thought about it. He was maskin. We're very sorry. Now you're telling me it's Rivers. I'm being over in Rivers by
from the beginning of the transaction.
But what's the difference if I pay you $12 or I invite you to my hotel? What's the difference? The halacha is you have to give it back to me. I gave extra money, it's ribbis. I gave you $12, you have to give it back to me. Of course I did an aveira. No question I didn't. Everyone does. The Aden, everyone does an aveira.
Right.
The question is, you have to make the guy who paid the ribbis has to be made whole. That's what's going on. So I lost my room. One of my rooms one night was taken up by you.
So,
I couldn't rent it to him.
So the end of this transaction should be that you pay me $10 for my room and that's it. Because
so you pay me $10.
No, because
I can't pay you $10, it's ribbis. We're talking about ribbis. This $10 was supposed to be ribbis, it's above and beyond the loan. I paid you the loan back, I just haven't paid you the ribbis. Why did I agree to it? Because that's how people are. People agree to ribbis, what can I tell you? But now I'm doing it. So you're paying me back the $12. I would charge everyone else $10, but you agree to it. Alright, we gotta move. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Marbin al haschar. You're allowed to charge ribbis when it comes to rent. The ain marbin al hamecher. But now when it comes to a sale, what does that mean? We have we're up to the Mishnah on Tzamech Heim and Aleph. Ketzad, for example, hiskir lo es chatzero. If I'm renting you my chater, v'amar lo, and I tell you as follows, im me achshavat anosin li. If you're going to pay me up front, if you're going to pay me right now up front. Harehu l'cha b'eser slan b'shana. I'll charge you $10,000 for the year. You pay me up front, $10,000. But the im shall chodesh b'chodesh. If you're going to pay me once a month, in the beginning of every month, then I'm going to charge you sela l'chodesh. Then I'm charging you $12,000 for the year. $1,000 a month. You pay me up front, I'll give you $10. You charge me one month, you don't want to do that? You want to pay 1 month by month? Then it's going to be $12. Mutter. That's mutter. Why is it mutter? We'll see in a minute. The reason why it's mutter is because we're going to hold. Oh, you'll see why. Machalo es hasadeh. But if I sell you a sadeh, if I sell a sadeh, right? Very interesting. The Tosafot says, why do we start off with a case of renting of a chatzar, and then we're going to switch to sadeh? Why aren't we consistent? Like, why do we should do that? Right? So he says because the reverse pasuk in Parshas Bahar. That the pasuk says in Parshas Bahar that when you have to sell things, sell your chutzner and your house last. First you sell your fields. Then, right? First you sell your fields. So that's why, when renting, you want to rent a house, you want to rent a chutzner, you can rent a chutzner. We're talking about selling. First sell your fields. Don't sell your house first. So, machalo is hasadeh. First you sell, if you have to sell your field, amalo, and you tell him, imme achshav atanosin li, hareo shalcha be'elef zuz, if you pay me right now, you prepay, it'll be $1,000. But im lagoren, but if you pay me later when the threshing takes place, whatever, then shnei masar mana, then it's going to be $1,200. That's usher. Okay? That's the Mishnah, renting as opposed to selling. Says the Gemara.
No, that's just in this case.
What?
That's just in this case.
What do you mean?
There's a difference in the case.
What's the difference?
Right,
so if you're getting cash immediately, if it's a rental, it's mutter to get...
Yeah,
get,
rental.
Yeah?
Rental. Rental.
By a sale.
By sale.
Right, you're not allowed to.
You sell usually one-time shot.
Right. So if you pay me now...
This is the wrong price.
What?
That's why... I mean,
right, no, because...
You're stretching it out. You're lending him the money over time.
Exactly the point. Exactly. You're holding on to someone else's money that you're not allowed to do that. Right? Holding money is considered ribbis. Okay. Maishnah rational, maishnah seifa. How come by renting you're allowed to do it? So Rabbi Rav Yosef to Amrit Avayhu, you know why? Because schiros, rent, the halacha really is, Eino mishtalem es elo l'basof. You don't owe the rent till the end. That's how renting works, the halacha. You don't owe the money till after the rental's over. They're going to base it on a pasuk. So I rent out my house for a year. I don't, from January 1st to December 31st. I don't owe you a nickel till December 31st. I don't owe you a penny till December 31st. The sale doesn't work that way. By rental, that's how it works. That's how renting works. The high, kivin de lo mata, zimna, lemigve. Since it's not the time now to collect, it's not the time now. Lav agar natarle. I'm not holding on to your money. It's not that I'm doing business with your money, that I'm waiting on your money, and therefore I'm like gaining by the fact that I'm holding on to your money, or you're holding on to your money. It's not like that at all. The time isn't due. There's no time now that's due. Therefore, mashva hachi, mashvahu dahachi shavya. You're paying the actual price. But the Ritva says that line in the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Tzarech, what's this doing here? What do you mean you're paying the price? What does that mean? It's Tzarech, what that line means. The point is, forget that line. V'hai, the ka'amar lei. And now he says, im me achshav ata nosein li. If now you'll pay me, you'll prepay me on the renting. If now you'll pay me, harehu lecha be'eses l'am l'shana. I'll give you an extra 2,000 off. I'll only charge you 10,000 for the year, not 12,000. You don't owe it to me till December 31st anyway. So the fact that we're making a deal, you're going to prepay. That is azulehu dekamazale gabav. You're just giving him something extra. Not giving him something extra. What? You're reducing the price. You're reducing the price. Not a problem. Ask everybody. Ask everybody. Wait a minute. If I don't have to pay until the end, what's the difference between this and any other case? So what? I don't owe you the money till the end. The bottom line is, you're prepaying, you're getting a cheaper price. That means I'm taking the money from you early. You're losing money early to get a cheaper price. Isn't that really holding on to the money on someone's end? Isn't that really ribbis? What's going on here? It's a difference. Why?
Because it all depends on what it is. If you're considering it a loan, a certain amount of money
you're
holding on to, that's a loan. Anything that you charge above and beyond the loan is ribbis. If you're going to say that it's now, I'm not lending you the money for that certain amount of time, I'm now reducing it.
Right, but there's another way to look at it. I'm really lending you the house for the year.
Yeah.
And normally I charge $1,000 a month, but for you I'm charging $10,000 for the year. Why? Because you're paying me now. So that's also a way to look at it. I'm lending you the house for the year, normally it's $12,000, but this now I'm making $10,000. Why? You're paying me early. Isn't that ribbis?
The other way.
You're ribbis on the renter. Why not?
It's a transaction.
So what?
I'm going to reduce the prices that I'm selling you or lending you.
Not, you're allowed to reduce the price, but you can't reduce the price if you get the money early. That you can't do. Forget a renting, even a store. I can charge cheap prices, not a problem with ribbons,
exactly.
But I can't charge cheap prices if you pay me early. That you're not allowed to do. That's not what's going on here. You can call it whatever you want, that's not what's going on. I'm charging you a cheap price because you're paying me early. I don't want to do that. So we said a whole thing. The Gemara said, well, renting doesn't have to pay until the end. So what? The disciple asked this question. So what? Right? Right. You're right. Renting is different. Why is renting different? You don't have to pay until the end. That's true.
But it's a reverse.
Right. The bottom line is, you're charging a cheaper price for cash up front. That you know how to do. You're allowed to charge a cheaper price, not for cash up front. You want to charge undercharge? You're allowed to do that. Right? You'll be very busy if you charge cheap prices. Right? That's fine. But I'm charging only because you pay me. You're not allowed to do that. So that's really what's going on here. So the Stipler answers. Stipler answers that, one minute, what does he say? So he gives an answer that if, I'm not sure I understand his answer. If you do prepay, it's not a loan. That's really what you were saying.
Yes.
If you do prepay, it's not a loan. It's only a loan if you don't prepay. If you prepay, it doesn't have the din of a loan. What is it? It has the din of a rental. And by rental, there's no ribbis. It's a little bit circular.
That makes sense.
No, you don't understand?
No, it's just the same No, it's not. You haven't said anything.
Haven't said anything?
It's how you put the money. If the money itself is used as being held because held and you're adding something to it, that's rivers. You're not adding. What you're doing is the money's being paid up front. That's exactly what he said. It's reverse way, but it's not really because you're not holding on. It's only rivers when you're holding on to the money. But I don't. If my group's Rabbana, though.
Yeah, then the lender's holding on to the money.
I understand that. Borrow. It's the other way around.
You just take the issue and put it on the other side of the chair.
It's reverse.
You know, I'll read in Hebrew. Here's what he says over here. Then we have to move. The din is as follows. The stipler says as follows. And the Rebbe Chanan says the same thing. That even though Shechiras is Eino Mishtalemes Ela L'Basof, you don't have to pay rental till the end. Hainu Rak She'i Efshar L'Chayavis HaSorcha L'Shalem Mirosh. It's only if you can't get the guy to pay up front. Mikol Makov Im Makdimu Mishan Dere Shechiras Betchila. If you get the guy to pay up front, it'll pay you up front. Ein Zahalva, it's not a loan anymore. You are purchasing the right to live here for the year. And it's a pure mekach, and I'm just charging you a cheap price. I want to do that. Alright, that's the best I can tell you. Okay, next. Where am I up to? Seifa. The Seifa, the case of a sale. Kivon de Zavini Ninhu, since it's a sale, Uboil Mishkal Dame Me'ashav, and you're paying it up front, Hilkach, therefore, Agar not delay. I'm holding on to your money. The Aser. That's Aser. Right? I can't charge you. I'll pay you, give me the money now, but I'm only going to give you the field in 6 months from now. That's not allowed to do. The Amar Rava, Dokubar Abana Bahamilsa, they were Madaik in this, Vakumna Akra. They hung it on a pasuk. It says, Kisakir Shana Bashana, right? What do you see? Shechiras Shal Shana Zu, Ena Mishtalemes El Shana Acheres. Renting for this year, it's not due till the end of the year. So what do you see? Renting, you don't have to pay right away. Therefore, when I do pay right away, it's as if I purchased it right now this second, and nothing was done early. It's okay. I paid you early and I got it early. That's okay. I'm charging you cheaper. I'm allowed to do that. I'm only not allowed to do it if I don't give it to you now. Second case, I'm not giving it to you now. I'm charging you cheaper, but I'm not giving it to you for 6 months. That you're not allowed to do. That's the difference. Now, but in Lagar, Shemash Ramana Usser, Amr of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Tarsha Shari, Tarsha's Mutter. What's Tarsha? So first of all, what does Tarsha mean? The Ramban says it comes from the word Cheresh. No one talks. No one says a word. Okay, these are going to be very difficult to figure out what they mean. No one says anything. Tarsha from the word cheresh. In other words, it's a ribbis. It's a cheresh or ribbis. It's a quiet ribbis. No one's going to hear it. Also, in other words, no one's going to say that we're charging ribbis. We're going to be quiet about it. We're going to be like cheresh about it. That's one shot. The Sefer Truma says it's a lashon of something very high up in the mountains. In other words, charging more than we're supposed to. Okay? But, again, similar idea. No one's going to say anything. What does that mean? Tarsha Shari. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tarsha Shari, Limkar Schora Bahamtana, to pay for produce with waiting, Biyosa Midameha, more than it's worth, Ubalvad, as long as, Sheola Yafrish Lo, Imeyaksha Vareyu Luchabapachos. But nobody says that if you pay right now, it'll be cheaper. Nobody says it. It's cheresh. No one says that. If you pay, no one says that. No one says the second. If you pay now, it'll be cheaper. No one says that. Therefore, ela yimkar stam bekach bekach liom ploni. You just say, here's the price. It would be true that if you want to prepay, it'll be cheaper. But no one says that. Since no one says that, it's a little bit of an end run around ribbis. That'll be mutter. So I can pay you for the item. I say, David, you want to buy my crops? Fine. It's $1,000. You know, it's not going to be ready for 6 months, but it's $1,000. If you'd buy it right now, this minute, I would charge you much less. That's okay. Why? No one said anything about rivers. No one said anything about prepaying. No one said a word. I told you my price. It happens to be that if you prepay, it would be cheaper. No one said that. That's mutter. to machlokas if we're going to hold like this. So we're going to have two more which we are going to hold like. So, wait a minute. Doesn't our mission say exactly the opposite? That if you come to pay early, it's usher? Didn't our mission say that? So the Gemara says, no, Amalei, Hasam, Katzlei. Over there, he spoke too much. He gave a whole drasha. If you pay now, if you pay later, that's a problem. Hacha, but my case, low Katzlei. No one said a word. Everyone's quiet. Right? Amar of Papa, Rav Papa says, Tarsha didishari, my Tarsha's mutter. What's my Tarsha? Rav Papa was a beer merchant. And of course, everyone, the artist will point out right away, it wasn't beer made out of hops, it's beer made out of honey or dates, date beer. And there was two times of the year when the beer was Tishrei was when the beer was made. Tishrei were very, very cheap prices. Why? Because it was just after the harvest, beer was very abundant. So it was cheaper. In Nisan, it was much more expensive. There's no beer around. So Rav Papa used to sell beer in Tishrei, but he used to charge prices of Nisan. Why? Because it was a supply, he could get it. People would pay it. Because they want the beer now, and they'll pay the prices of Nisan later.
I know. They paid him Nisan.
No, they paid him Nisan prices now. Is that what it says there?
Rav Papa sold beer in Tishrei and allowed his customers to pay him later in Nisan.
Oh, okay, fine. With Nisan prices in Nisan. But you pay me Nisan time 6 months, no problem, but I'm charging you Nisan prices, even though I'm making the sale right now. No problem with that. Why not? My time, why? Because Shikroi low pasid, the beer doesn't get ruined. Nothing gets ruined. Same beer in Tishrei, in Nisan. And Zuzi low tzrachina, no, I don't need the money. I don't need the money now, wait. So, the low tzrachina hudaka avidna milsa gabe lokeach. Right? I don't need the money now. So I don't mind if they're going to do this. I don't mind. It's okay. It's fine by me. But I'm charging the prices of Nisan. Amalei Rav Sheshet Brei Derev Idi Lerev Papa. My chaz is mar the kazal the basa didach. Why are you going after your own needs? Zil basa did who? Go after, what about all these purchasers? Why are they buying it now? Why are they agreeing to this? No, that's not why. Because they don't have the money to pay now. If they had the money in Tishrei, they'd buy it for Tishrei prices. Tishrei's prices are cheaper. Why are they doing this? They don't have the money. Isn't that exactly ribbis? So they argue on Rav Papa. Papa says, no, it's not a problem. I don't need the money. Who cares about you? What about everyone else? That's what Rav Shesha says. Shkoyach, you don't need the money. You're not the factor. All these purchases, why are they doing this? If they had the money, have a shakli ki hashta, they would buy it right now. Hashta de les lahu zuze shakli ki yukra de lakame. Now that they don't have the money, you charge them high prices. What kind of business is this? Can't do this. Okay. What? No. What do you mean? No. They want to pick it up right now. But Rav Papa says, fine, now it's $10. In Nisan, it's $15 a barrel. Now it's $10 a barrel. He's charging them $15 a barrel. Why are they agreeing to this? Because they don't have any money. So if they're going to pay $15 anyway, they might as well get it now. They're like pure ribbis. Rav Papa says, no, it's not. It's Tarsha. I didn't say a word. Right? Listen to the last one. Amar Rav Chama. Rav Chama says, Tarsha didi badashay. My Tarsha is for sure mutter. Rav Chama was a merchant. What he would do was, a rich guy, he would give goods to other people, and the other people would go sell the goods to everywhere else. Rav Chama would demand back a certain number, and anything else they were able to generate, they can keep themselves. Okay? So, here's my warehouse. I want it back, $1 million. Whatever more, it's all yours. And, that's really Tarsha. Right? I don't care how long it takes. I don't care anything. I just want a bottom number when I come back. So, Vadai Shari, that's for sure mutter. My time of why? Because Nichalahu, the legal Bershuthi, and not only that, the goods were always in the possession, they always belonged to Rav Chama, even if it would take 6 months. In other words, Rashi says, look at the Rashi. Amar Rav Chama, Tarsha Didi, Vadai Shari. See the last Rashi of the page. Mocher Prakmat Yahavi. He was a businessman. Mocher B'Mokom Hazul. He would sell in a cheap. He would sell in a cheap place. Kishar shu nimka b'makom hayoker. What they would sell in a more expensive place. Umamtin and lehen. They'd wait. They'd malinos and l'makom hayoker. Then these guys would go to the more expensive place. V'hu makabel olav achrayis derech b'halicha. Rav Chama would be responsible for all the goods as long as they're en route. Doesn't make a difference. It was on his shoulders. That's what the Gemara means when it says the nichaluhu deleki b'rshusi. The workers, these guys, were happy that if it got stolen or lost, it wasn't their responsibility. It was all on Rav Chama's shoulders. They were happy about that. It made it easier for them. And v'alakuchos mistachrim b'kramatia, the goods got more expensive. Shalochin sham osav mevin lekan v'achrayis hachzar l'alein. The achrayis was always on Rav Chama, and they would just keep on buying and selling, buying and selling, making more money, and all Rav Chama wanted was a bottom number. That's the bottom line.
Why is he given as an example of compared to our public states? It's completely different.
It's completely different. Completely different. Well, no question about it. Completely different. The idea is, it's the same Tarsha. In other words, I'm not saying anything. That's the only common denominator.
But this case doesn't sound like really it's like Rivas.
No, it's not. The point is, it's Tarsha. In other words, Rav Chama didn't care if they were overcharging, if they were waiting, he didn't care.
He had a bottom line.
Exactly. So in that sense, it's Tarsha. I didn't say a word to them. I said, go make money. That's all I said. So to Rav Papa. I didn't tell them that if they pay, I didn't say a word. So to the first one. Who's the first one? Rav Nachman. I didn't say anything. I just said, this is the price right now. I didn't tell you, but if you pay now, it's cheaper. I didn't say anything. That's the only thing they have in common. We're going to see. The halakha is going to be totally different. And not only that, the kolhechad deka ozli, I'm on the bottom line of the Gemara, kolhechad deka ozli, whenever they would go, shavki lehu machza mikisa? Mikisa, they were exempt from taxes, because the chachamim was a tamach chacham, he was exempt from taxes, and also v'nakal lehu shuka, they got first priority to sell in the shuk. Why? Because the chachamim, they gave him first rights. Whole discussion why, how that's fair. Okay, they got first rights. So, and that's fine. That's fine. That's the end of the story. V'hilchasa, the halacha is Rav Chama. We pass him like Rav Chama. V'hilchasa, and the halacha is Rabbi Elazar. That what? If you have Rivas Kitzutza, you have to pay it back. V'hilchasa, the halacha is Rav Yanai, like Rav Yanai, the very hard daf. The Amar who said Mali Hain, Mali Dmeya. What's the difference if it's my money? What's the difference if it's my goods? It all gets transferred back and forth. Based on Rav Chama's deal, that's where Heter Iska comes from. The idea of the Heter Iska. The idea of selling on interest, of charging interest, but we make a trick, and it's Heter Iska. It's not a trick. It's exactly what Rav Chama did. Rav Chama hired workers, and since he hired workers, they were all partners really with him. You can call them a partner, you can call them a worker, you can call them whatever you want. The bottom line is that if it's a partnership, it's not simple. It's not a simple thing, a Heter Iska. The roots of it are in Rav Chama. The roots of how I can charge interest, but it's mutter because I have a document that says it's mutter. What kind of joke is that? It's not a joke. It's based on Rav Chama. Now you have to go through Rav Chama's. I did it in 2 minutes, reading half a Rashi, half a story. If you go through exactly what Rav Chama did, what exactly did he do with these guys? The article is actually an excellent explanation of it. What exactly was going on? And they have a long thing. That's the roots of Heter Iska. The roots. It's not an end run. People say an end run around Rivas. It's not an end run around Rivas. We don't have end runs about anything in the Torah. The more you study the Gemara, there's no end run about anything, right? It's no different than a heter iska for a heter bechira for shmita or selling your chametz. It's all legit and it all has its roots in the Gemara. And so too does a heter iska. Heter iska was not invented until the 1500s. The idea of this wasn't invented until the 1500s. But the roots of it are right here in the Rav Chama. Okay. Interesting question. Why does the Gemara go out of order? Hilchasa Rav Chama. Then we go back to Rav Elazar. Then Rav Yanai. Like, it's all things out of order. I don't know. Okay. Next. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Machali es hasadeh. Sell me your field. Sell me the field. The nasin lo miksatz damin. And he pays a down payment. He pays a down payment. V'amal lo. And the seller says, Emesai shetirtze habamos. V'tul ashelcha. Whenever you want, you pay me for the rest. Okay? Asar. Now let's do that. Halvehu al sadehu. If he's borrowing the field, v'amalo.
Is there a money difference?
What? No, the Gemara will explain what's going on here. The Gemara will explain what's going on here. Machalo sasad v'nasim lo miksas dam v'amalo emasai shtirtza haba havemos. It's asar. The reason why it's usher is because who's eating the fruit in the meantime? Who's eating the fruit in the meantime? This can go on for indefinitely. The mocher, that's the seller, right? The problem is when the guy gives the money, does it belong to him from retroactively or only from right now? So then you have a ribbis problem because the whole time I'm eating the fruit.
Depending on who's eating the fruit.
Depending on who's that's what this mishnah is about.
The buyer is no problem.
Right, but what if the seller is eating the fruit? It's not really his. When you come up with the rest of the money, it's going to be yours retroactively, and then all that time I was eating fruit. That's ribbis. That's the problem. Halveyu al hasadeh, right? If you're lending a field, the amalo, and the lender says, im atanosin li mikan v'achaloshonim, if you pay me within 3 years, harehi shali. Then the field, if you don't pay me in 3 years, I'm keeping the field. So harehi shali, harehi shalo. Harehi shalo. It becomes his. V'chein ha baitus ben zun and asa al pi chachamim. He used to do the same thing al pi chachamim. And by the way, the kicker is that the field was worth more than the loan. The field was worth more than the loan. I don't know if it was $1,000. The field was worth $10,000. I will keep the field after 3 years if you don't finish up paying me. So the Gemara will flesh it out. Unfortunately, we have 5 minutes left. Mi ochel peiros. Who eats the peiros? Who eats the peiros in the interim? Rashi is very complicated what this question even means. We'll do simple Rashi. Mi ochel peiros. Who eats the peiros in the interim period over here? So we have a four-way machlokas. Two-way machlokas with four cases. Rav Huna Amar, mocher ochel peiros. Rav Huna says the mocher. Rav Anan Amar, meshashlin es haperos. No, we put the peiros in escrow to a third party. Shalosh, from the word shalosh. We give it to a third party. No one eats it. V'lo plinyan. They're not even arguing. We're talking about different cases. Ha da Amar lei. Ha da Amar. Rav Huna says, da Amar lechi maisis. Connie, that Rav Huna says, that the seller says, when you pay me, I will give it to you. The Had Amar and Rav Anan's talking about lechi maisis koni meyachshav. When you pay me, it'll be retroactively yours. So then the whole time, nobody can eat it. It's got to go to a third party. According to Rav Huna, the guy can keep eating it. It's only going to become the deal's only concluded when you pay me. Whether it's a year from now, 18 months, so the whole time I'm allowed to eat it. It still belongs to me. And Tani Rav Safra beribis the Be'er Rav Chia. Rav Safra taught the brises of ribis of Rav Chia. Pa'amim sheshneim mutarin. Sometimes they're both mutter. Pa'amim sheshneim asurin. Sometimes they're both not allowed to eat from the fruit. Pa'amim shamoche mutter v'lokeach asur. Sometimes the seller yes, the buyer no. U'pa'amim lokeach mutter u'moche asur. And sometimes the other way around. Oni Rava Basrei. I'll tell you how it's possible, says Rava. I'll answer up for you this whole brisa. Pa'amim sheshneim mutarin. When can they both eat it? How can they both eat it? Seller and the buyer. How can they both eat from the fruit? Very simple. The amalei kini shir zuzach. You will buy, you give me a down payment, fine. You own the amount equivalent to the down payment. You could eat that part, I eat the rest. You pay me the rest, every time you pay me, I give you more. Very simple. Where did they both usher? The amale, when the seller says, the chimaisis kaname achshav. When you pay me, it'll become retroactively yours. So during that interim, they both can't. They both can't. That's got to go to an escrow. Sometimes the mocher yes and the lokeach no. The amale when the seller says lechi maisis kani. When you pay me, it'll be yours. Until you pay me, the seller's allowed to eat. And pa'amim shel lokeach mutter u'mocher aser. Sometimes the seller yes and the buyer no. When's that? The amale kani me'achshav. The seller says you own it right now. You didn't pay me. So what? You own it right now. Therefore, the seller can't eat anymore. Belongs to the owner. Belongs to the buyer. And the money? So you owe me the money. You owe me the money. It's a loan. Mantana Shneim Asurin. Who's the one who says they're both author? Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. Delok Rav Yehuda. It's not Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda. Amar Tzad Echad Ribbis Mutter. Rav Yehuda has a very unique shita. We don't hold like him. He holds, if it doesn't have to result in ribbis, it's not author. For example, over here, it doesn't have to result in ribbis. Maybe he won't pay. Maybe he won't buy it. Maybe he... So many factors. That's not ribbis. So this can't be him. This whole brisa can't be him. It's a very difficult shita. What is ribbis? Only ribbis ketutza. Mashkin lo beis, mashkin lo bayis, mashkin lo sade. You make a mashkin for a house or a mashkin for a field. Vama lo lekishatir to lemochram lo timkurum ella li b'dam halalu. You want to sell this field? I get first rights. You cannot give it to anyone else until you give it to me. B'dam halalu. This is the price. At this price, that's usher. That's usher. You can't make a deal. I'm giving you a mashkin. You can't make the terms. But b'shavyin, if you say, I get first rights of first refusal at the shavyin, at the going rate, whatever the going rate is, I just want to be the first one. That's mutter. Man tana b'dam halal aser. Who's the one who said, with fixed money, it's aser? Amar huna b'edda v'shua. The okay b'yehuda. The can't be b'yehuda. The e Rabbi Yehuda, Tamar Tarech Rabbi Rivas Mutter, he said that's Mutter. Why? Who said it's going to result in Rivas? Maybe it won't. Maybe that is the going rate. Since we have no idea, that wouldn't be Rivas. A few more lines. Machal Abayis, Machal Asadavon, Lekashili Maz, Hachzirim Li, Asr. If you say, sell me the house, sell me the field, and you tell him, when you have money, return the money to me, I'll give you the field back. The seller says that. If I ever come up with the money, can I buy the field back? That's aser. L'kishiyu lach moz, achzarim lach mutter. But if the seller says, you ever come up with money? The buyer says, you come up with money, I'll give it back? That's mutter. What's the difference? Amman tana amar v'huna b'ed v'shua d'lo k'v Yehuda, d'ikrev Yehuda, harman tarech ad mutter. Anyway, you're not allowed to do, anyway, you can't be like him, because he holds tarech ad mutter. Ma'i shna reisha u'ma'i shna seifa. What's the difference? Why, if the seller says it, it's no good. If the buyer says it, yes, good. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, no, nothing to do with the buyer or the seller. Seifa, you know why it's mutter? Doma le midaite. He didn't say definitely. I'll think it over. You come up with the money, maybe I'll sell it back. Maybe I'd be inclined. Maybe I'll be nice about it. So that's not, there's no issue of ribbis. Maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. When the seller said it, he was saying it definitively. I'm going to come up with the money. I'm going to buy it back. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. We'll stop here. And we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
I know. It's
huge. I know.